From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, this is a worry because this is the terms of trade, which I thought was holding up well, but now isn't, and it's pre-COVID.
That's pre-COVID. You know, we've actually covered this a couple of times, economically, we were softening coming into COVID. So we've got to be careful. As you know, when we come out, if we compare it to the early part of this year, remember the early part of this year wasn't looking great. Swagger data yesterday, in terms of trade, was one of them. We don't have a great deal in the way of coronavirus cases at the moment, do we, Mike? We do have a very large economic hole we've got to fill. Terms of trade, yes, this is the message, this is the measure of the purchasing power of New Zealand exports abroad. When it goes up, it means we can buy more imports for the same amount of exports. Unfortunately, it's quite historical, as a March quarter, but it fell for the first time since December 2018. Do note that we are at historically very, very high levels, but yeah, we don't want to see that carrying on.
No, we do not. Building is down as well, but I suppose that's not as big a surprise.
Yeah, so we're getting a little bit warmer on the start of the starters from April, so it's not quite May, but we're getting there. So the number of homes consented in April was approximately 17% lower than April 2019, actually lower than 2018 as well. Biggest fall in consents when we compare it to the same month a year earlier since 2011. So I'm sort of wondering whether or not we've actually seen peak consents. Remember, consents are running historically, you know, at a very high level. In fact, the highest we've seen since the 1970s. So Feb 2020, just under 38,000 homes consented. And what we've got to look at, Mike, over the rest of the year is we've got to look at the value of building work put in place. That's another data series. That'll tell us whether the consents are actually translating into real work. And it's quite interesting, though, Mike. Sort of some regions, consents went into a huge hole. In some regions, people just kept working. Canterbury, they didn't fall at all.
Good.
What happened to their lockdown?
I don't know what's going on there. Probably they'll send the police in and give them another warning. Now, where are we at with the listings?
So this is real estate. A real estate theme sort of carried that on. Listings on realestate.co.nz, they fell compared to last year. Average asking price holding up pretty well, though. And realestate.co.nz saying plenty of activity on their website. I think the fascinating thing here, Mike, is all the sub-themes going on. So are Airbnb properties being unloaded because we saw an increase in listings in the Queenstown Lakes District? Are people downsizing, coming out of lockdown? What's the effect of unemployment going to be? Is there a positive impact of lower interest rates that's going to run over the top of all these other themes? And this will all be played out over the second half of this year. Can't wait.
Now, the RB yesterday, somebody I noticed started the debate yesterday, they should go to negative interest rates. That didn't happen, was never going to happen. But no. There seems to be a little bit of light there at the end of the tunnel, doesn't there?
Yep, Reserve Bank of Australia, interest rate review yesterday. They weren't expected to change level interest rates, but as usual, lots of interest in their take on the current situation. Look, they noted the economy was going through a difficult period. That's reasonably self-evident, isn't it? But here's the pearl. Possible that the depth of downturn will be less than earlier expected. Rates of new infections have declined. Restrictions have been eased earlier than expected. So they quoted markers like that work hours worked stabilising in early May, that there was a pickup in some forms of consumer spending. All good, though, with the recent... All good, that's all great. There was the inevitable conditional statement about the long-lasting effects of COVID, nature and speed of recovery highly uncertain, rah, rah, rah. Hey, Mike, we've seen a big surge in the Australasian currencies overnight on the back of this and on the back of it seeming like perhaps we're doing a little bit better down here. Nice. So a Kiwi dollar and Aussie dollar much stronger overnight. And that's going to be... So that's sort of good for importers, negative for exporters. But I just quickly checked the RBN their monetary policy statement. Their scenario was for the trade-weighted index to fall away over 2020, but it's doing exactly the opposite at the moment.
Okay, numbers? Other numbers?
Other numbers, 25,653 on the Dow Jones, up 178 points, 0.7%. The S&P 500, 3070, up 15, 0.5% gain there. NASDAQ 9572, up 20 points, 0.22%. The FTSE 100, 6220, up 54.87%. The Nikkei gained 1.2% overnight, 22,325. Shanghai Composite barely changed, 2921. Across the Tasman yesterday, the ASX 200, 5835, up 16. 0.27%, and the NZX 50 playing a bit of catch-up after us being closed on Monday, but we were up 1.39%. Yesterday up 151 points, breaking through the 11,000 barrier, 11,034. The currency is 0.6357 against the US for the New Zealand dollar, 0.9232 Aussie, 0.5691 euro, 0.5066 pounds, 69.14 yen, gold $1,726.98, and Brent crude edging towards 40 bucks, $39.22.
Have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.